Thank you so much for being with us on this Tuesday night, high atop Television Hill on WBAL News Radio 1090. We are joined now by a very special guest. He was a standout at Milford Mill once upon a time and then starred in Major League Baseball and in the NFL. He's one of the greatest athletes ever to come out of Baltimore, Maryland. He is Brian Jordan. Brian, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, we really appreciate having you. A number of things I want to get into. By the way, Keith Mills says hi. He was very excited to know you were coming on tonight.
Tell him I said hey.
We will pass that along. I have to ask, Brian, Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders, Brian Jordan, rank the three as far as best overall athletes.
Well, I got to go with Bo Jackson as far as pure athlete. The power, the strength, he was just phenomenal. He can do it all. And, you know, I'm a very humble guy. I got to go with Deion second. You know, because another great athlete. My dad always told me growing up, there's always somebody out there better than you. And I had the opportunity to play against both of those guys in college. Bo at Auburn in baseball and Deion in baseball. And my dad was right. I mean, those two great athletes, which really motivated me and inspired me to continue to do my best and always want to get better.
It's funny because it's very similar eras. Not exactly the same, but it's pretty similar. And you don't see it really anymore. Jameis Winston looks like he's going to try it. And Russell Wilson, he's heading back to spring training with the Texas Rangers. I don't know how serious he is, but those two guys, do you think it's possible in today's game with so much money invested in you by a team in a sport like that?
No, I really don't. And I thought I could do it a little longer, but baseball would just not allow it. You know, the risk of going out there and pounding your body, beating it up. And for me, you know, playing a safety position, it was tough. And that's why I decided to go play baseball for longevity and for my family. But football is a tough sport. I don't think you're going to see too many other athletes have the opportunity. Jameson and also Russell Wilson are only two that I know probably would have a chance if they elect to. But I don't think teams will allow it anymore.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the investment is just too high. You see guys get drafted every once in a while. One thing I will say that kind of bucks the trend with you, Brian, and this says a lot. A lot of guys have been drafted. A lot of very accomplished guys have been drafted in both sports and have played maybe minor league baseball and then played football or even basketball. You're one of the few guys who made it as a major league hitter while doing another sport. We've seen John Elway, Chris Wanky, others kind of come and Achilles Smith or someone like that, who was, I think, the second overall pick once upon a time. Guys who just could not hit and play another sport, and you completely shattered that. You're one of the very few.
You know what? I took my lumps, but, you know, just a learning experience. I always love challenges, and hitting that baseball was definitely one of my greatest challenges of all time. I mean, football, you can just, you know, use aggression and use your athletic ability and hit other guys. But trying to hit the little white ball with spins and everything else on it, it was pretty tough. And it took me some time, but, you know, I made some adjustments and had a very successful career. I mean, a career 282 hitter. Cannot complain about that at all.
No, you can't. Brian Jordan, one of the all-time great Baltimore athletes. Keith Mills has you in the top three. So does my producer, Jay Cottrell. I'd have to agree. It's pretty close when you get that high on the list with so many wonderful athletes coming from this area. But one thing that's interesting, Brian, you spend 89, 90, 91 in the NFL. You start playing baseball in the big leagues in 1992 at the age of 25, pretty much in the prime of your career. Quickly, the next year, you become a 300 hitter with 10 home runs for the Cardinals. How many more home runs could you have hit if you weren't playing football? Not that you made the bad decision there, and you obviously chose the correct path, but how many home runs maybe did you leave out there if you were to maybe in 1989 or 90 say, I'm only going to play baseball?
Well, you know what? I probably could have hit way more home runs than I did. I think I ended up with 181 or two, but that's the hitter I wanted to be. I didn't want to be that home run hitter. I wanted to be that gap-to-gap hitter, driving runs, and use my speed. Early in my career, I had that leg kick where I lifted
right,
up.
I remember
was
that.
My power, that was my power swing. And I kind of went away from that because I didn't want to be one of those guys with great power and strike out a lot. So kind of put my leg down, and I did a lot of different stances along my career, but only to try to drive the ball better in the gaps and driving more runs. And it was successful, so I can't complain about it.
Very successful. And, Brian, if we were to go to Milford Mill today and talk to maybe people who were around when you were there in school or went to your old middle school, elementary school, what else would they say you were good at athletically? Was it just baseball and football?
No, basketball was really my favorite sport.
Really?
I loved to compete on a basketball court. But reality set in. I wasn't a point guard, so I knew I couldn't compete in the NBA with my height at a forward position. So I was one of those guys that could jump out of the gym, and I play great defense, but I can score on you also. But I just love basketball. But baseball and football ended up being the ones that I chose to move on in my career.
Brian, were you the kid who could pick up anything and just be good at it?
Yes. I mean, dodgeball.
I don't
ball,
like you anymore.
You know, if you read my my third children's book called Time Off of Bullies, I used to pick all the kids who used to get bullied. I always picked them on my team, and we would win in dodgeball, soccer ball, kickball. It didn't matter. I was going to compete and definitely try to win at everything.
That's amazing. You're in Atlanta right now, right?
Yes.
And that's where you've decided to raise your family full time?
Yes. I also work with Fox Sports South, so I do the pre- and post-game shows for the Atlanta Braves. So baseball season right around the corner. So I will be.
Now you got Nick Markakis now.
Yes, we do. We do. Hopefully he can bring some offense to Atlanta because we lacked that offense last year. I think it's a good move. He's coming back home where he grew up in Georgia. So hopefully it's a good marriage for him.
I do want to get into that coming up and your children's books. And the big reason we're having you on, you're going to be in town Friday for the Sports Legends Museum, Babe Ruth's birthday bash, the Babe turning 120 coming up on February 6th. 1895 is when the Babe was born, and you are being honored as the 2015 Babe Ruth Museum Community Service Award, and so many great winners of that in the past. I want to get into that with you coming up. But also, Brian, I remember this, and I remember listening to this show when I was younger, and you had a big decision to make in free agency around 1999, and I know the Orioles went after you hard that offseason. How tempting was it to come home?
Wow, it was really, really tough to make that decision. I was definitely excited about coming back home to Baltimore, but then I wanted to win also. And I know the Orioles was more in that transition period then where, heck, how can you turn down three Cy Young winners, three Hall of Famers, and John Smoke, Tom Glavin, and
Greg Maddux.
Greg Maddux, and then you got Bobby Cox, Hall of Fame manager. So, you know, it was a little easier after a while to pick Atlanta and go down there and be a part of that 14 straight pennant run. So,
but it was tempting.
It was definitely tempting, no question about it. I think Baltimore did a great job.
If I recall correctly, they like brought back your old high school teachers.
Oh man, they bought it. They bought out everything to try to get me into Baltimore, and I really appreciated it. But it was about winning. You know, every athlete wants to win now because you got that short window. And that was my thought process.
Yeah, that is fair enough. And you ended up playing till about the age of 40. So you hung around a while. That would have been nice to see you come home, but certainly can't fault you for that. And you know what? Everyone was angry at Mark Teixeira when the Orioles made a substantial offer to him and he chose the Yankees. But if you're in the other league and you're not putting on pinstripes, it doesn't really matter that much.
Right. Yeah, about that, man.
So that's certainly good. Are you excited to come home this weekend?
I am. I've been doing some things in Baltimore. I miss home, and I'll be doing some baseball camps this summer there. I got three scheduled. Looking forward to working with kids and hopefully making them better and really teaching them their options and how to get there, but yet how to have a plan B, C, D, E, just in case, because it is tough to be a Major League Baseball player. But as long as you have your education, you know, everything else will fall into place.
I'll ask you this, Brian, when we have you, and I really hope you're not a stranger. If you come back here, we'd love to have you on or maybe even in studio again. And again, for more information on the event coming up on Friday, it's so much fun, the Babe's birthday at the Sports Legend Museum. Go to baberuthmuseum.org. Tickets are $50 for members of the museum, $55 apiece for the general public. when purchased in advance, 60 at the door. Again, BabeRuthMuseum.org, BabeRuthMuseum.org, with other special guests there, including Kimmy Meisner will be there. I know Stan White's going, and many other great Orioles and Colts and Ravens of the past. Other recipients of this award include Adam Jones, O.J. Bergantz, and his wife Shonda, Matt Stover, Brian Roberts, among others. But for you, Brian, we were having this discussion the other night about the legacy of Bud Selig, and a caller called up and pinned on him the lack of African-Americans playing in Major League Baseball right now. I said, I don't know if that's fair to pin that totally on Bud Selig. I know he's addressed it very seriously in the last 10 to 15 years, and maybe that's too late for some. And then you can look at some measurables. I think there were 6 African-Americans taken in the first round a couple years ago, which is a huge step up from where it has been. A, what do you think a solution is? And B, is that a Bud Selig legacy?
It will be. I think because the fact that, and I don't fault Major League Baseball. Everybody wants to expand and go international and bring in some more international flavor into Major League Baseball. But you can't lose sight of what you have here in the United States. You know, you set up all these camps in Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and everywhere else where you should be setting up those same camps here for inner city kids to have that opportunity to play the game of baseball. And we all know baseball is a very expensive sport. And a lot of parents now in the inner cities, they tell their kid, hey, you're going to earn that scholarship on a football field. College baseball don't even give out full scholarships. So, of course, they're going to have that mindset where they tell their kids to go basketball or, you know, football. And that's what we're fighting against. So I just felt like if you're going to set up camps here in the city. And I think I'll guarantee you'll have more African-American baseball players, some great athletes playing in Major League Baseball.
Wise words from one of the greatest Baltimore athletes ever. Brian Jordan is coming home on Friday to win a major award for the Babe Ruth birthday, celebrating from 5:30 p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. at the Sports Legends Museum this coming Friday. Again, BabeRuthMuseum.org for more information and tickets. Brian, please don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you on again soon, and thank you so much.
I will definitely be on when I come in and do camps, guys. I look forward to it.
We really will look forward to that with you as well. Outstanding stuff. We'll come back with more next.